Hello and welcome to your weekly cloud security news with Shilpi. UK spy agencies have given a contract to AWS to host classified material. Their intention is to boost use of data analytics and artificial intelligence for espionage. The agreement is estimated by industry experts to be worth between £500 million to £1 billion over the next decade. The Guardian has reported that the contract with Amazon is likely to ignite concerns over sovereignty because UK's most secret data will be hosted by a single US tech company. Quite the interesting comment, and Cloud Security News would love to hear your thoughts on this. It's also the season for revenue announcements for quarter three for our big cloud providers. Google announced this week that Google Cloud revenue jumped by 45% to $4.99 billion in the third quarter compared to the same period last year, reflecting significant growth in infrastructure and platform services along with Google Workspace. Google CEO Sundar Pichai said that part of Google Cloud's strength is that it's open, scalable, and flexible. To compare, Microsoft also announced their quarter three revenue for Intelligent Cloud, which comprises of Azure Public Cloud, amongst other services, to be $17 billion, an increase of 31%. Server products and cloud services increased by 35%, driven by Azure and other cloud services revenue growth of 50%. Amazon is due to announce their revenue tomorrow, and we will be including the same for you in next week's episode. If you want to dig a bit deeper into the quarterly results from Google Cloud and Microsoft, we will be linking those documents in the podcast show notes. Microsoft shared earlier this month that things remain business as usual for Azure customers despite the 2.4 terabytes per second DDoS attack in Europe. They reported that the attack traffic originated from approximately 70,000 sources and from multiple countries in the Asia-Pacific region, such as Malaysia, Vietnam, Taiwan, Japan, and China, as well as from the United States. Microsoft explained further that the attacks of this size demonstrate the ability of bad actors to wreak havoc by flooding targets with gigantic traffic volume, trying to choke network capacity, however reassured that Azure's DDoS protection platform, built on distributed DDoS detection and mitigation pipelines, can absorb tens of terabytes of DDoS attacks. You can read the full statement from Microsoft in our podcast show notes. Keeping in theme with the updates from Microsoft, the Microsoft Threat Intelligence Center, Mystic, has detected nation-state activity associated with Nubilium, the threat actors behind the SolarWinds compromise in 2020. They're attempting to gain access to downstream customers of multiple cloud service providers, managed service providers, and other IT service organizations that have been granted administrative or privileged access by other organizations. Nubilium is looking to exploit existing technical trust relationships between the provider organizations and the governments, think tanks, and other companies they serve. To protect yourself and your organization, Microsoft recommends enabling MFA, multi-factor authentication, and enforcing conditional access policies, adopting a secure application model framework, and regularly checking partner center activity logs. It's quite the interesting read, and the full blog can be found in our podcast notes. If you use Discourse, a popular open source forum software, you should make sure that you update to Discourse version 2.7.9 or later, as a security bug has been found that affects Discourse versions 2.7.8 or earlier. The bug is triggered through a malicious Amazon SNS subscription payload. Amazon SNS is Amazon's simple notification service, a fully managed messaging service for both application to application and application to person. The security bug, if left unpatched, may allow attackers to remotely execute commands on the vulnerable systems. While Discourse vulnerabilities have been patched, popular Discord, not to be confused with Discourse, online chat, voice and video call platform with 150 million users, is becoming a tempting target for bad actors. Checkpoint Research has stated that the Discord API does not require any type of confirmation or approval and is open for everyone to use. Checkpoint explained that it found several malicious GitHub repositories featuring malware based on the Discord API and malicious bots. According to Checkpoint, due to these API freedoms, the only way to prevent Discord malware is by disabling all Discord bots. Discord bots, for those of you not familiar with Discord, is an artificial intelligence that can perform several useful tasks on your server automatically. Preventing Discord malware can't be done without harming the Discord community, Checkpoint says, As a result, it's really up to the users to keep their devices safe. Have a read of the entire blog in our podcast show notes. If you have been enjoying your weekly cloud security news, search for Cloud Security News on your favorite podcast platform and subscribe. Leave us a review if you are loving what we're doing, and do share it with someone who you think will get value from this. This has been your Cloud Security News for this week. Thank you for listening.